Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Sun's out in Mill Valley. I don't know about across the Bay Area.
But, not here.
Yeah, I got some clouds, but it's in a big bank of fog. Jesus. But yeah, the sun overhead. It's nice and sunny. I hope you have a lovely day. It's supposed to be like in the mid 70s around near around the bay anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's been. I mean, I've been having nice days. Nice enough anyway. I'm good with it.
Right. San Jose currently winning the best weather in the Bay Area.
That's
prize.
Right.
Winning. Duh.
Duh. Do, 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 do.
Well, and Benicia. Benicia, I hear, is very nice this time of year.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah, especially with air conditioning.
Oh, have you had to turn it on?
Oh,
no,
good for
we
you.
Haven't.
Well, at least you have it if you need it.
Of course you haven't.
That's of course. I knew this was going to happen, but you know, it's better
to
have it.
A lot of times around here, September's the hottest month. You know, right when the kids go back to school.
The best time of year is the fall for sure around here, in my opinion. So,
well, it's foggy all summer.
The good stuff's still to come, everyone.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Don't lament the summer going away.
This angry text. Oh, by the way, our text number is 800-400-3697. This angry text was the first one of the day. So,
the first text we got today.
Yeah, we had I had a little bit of a problem because we started broadcasting. We go on the air and someone had touched my equipment.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so we sorted it out.
They ripped the knob off.
Yeah.
They heard our slogan.
We figured it out, but 415 says, maybe you guys could prepare before going live.
So the thing is, we don't know until we go live that there's a problem, you see, how that all works.
Yeah, I don't know
that. You
don't
realize until you've actually turned the mics on that the mics aren't feeding.
To be honest with you, that little system I was using from my apartment, I would have been able to see something wrong because it was actually my phone. I was broadcasting with my phone, and that would have... This thing has more useless, or at least useless to me, knobs and faders that I don't even know where to look.
It should have a giant do not touch anyone. No one touch this.
Well, now, clearly, someone had gotten in here. We'll try to do a better job keeping the room blocked off.
Get a padlock, Vin.
Mm-hmm. Something
on her door and just keep her in there.
There you go. Let's see. My husband and I were renting a tiny studio with two dogs pre-pandemic. It was just a sleeping place. We were always camping and surfing. It was perfect. Let's see where this goes.
Oh boy. So they were all crammed into this little studio and they were like, no problem. We're hardly ever there. That's where we go to crash. We're just out and so active all the time.
Uh-oh. 3 months into this pandemic, and we just closed escrow on a four-bedroom house. We were absolutely losing our minds, which I think that comes up because, you know, your guy, Hooman, used to always be like, oh, you guys with your homes, and we would, you know, whatever, some plumbing problem or whatever, the joys of home ownership. And he would say, I believe he would say, my PG&E bill is $5.
Yeah.
Because he has a studio apartment in Marina and
Kauhala.
With parking.
Yeah, it is Kauhala. Anyway, right. But I started to think about him as this pandemic rolled on, and I thought, boy, he is trapped in that little studio. Turns out he's at his mom's, so that's...
Yes. He's at a four-bedroom house, right? He had to leave his place. He just, you know, he wants to keep his mom company, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Right. As far as mom.
He loved
four of those walls were closing in on him. He didn't get rid of his apartment, though.
No.
Because as soon as the pandemic's over, he'll go back to that lifestyle he was leading.
He's raring to go back to normal. I mean, you can barely keep the guy in one place as it is. He still posts constantly. He was, you know, out for lunch yesterday. He, you know, goes to art openings. He's always doing something.
I'd suggest we're all raring to go. We just want this cleared so that we can do so safely.
Some of us are raring, are just out the door. We're not even raring to go. We've gone.
Right. All we've heard is stay indoors, sanitize, and wear a mask. I feel like doctors should be telling us what vitamins, sunshine, and activities we should be doing. Oh, I lost that. To help our immunity. Seems like we're fighting Mother Nature with a concrete barrier. She'll always break through. No, I think if you go to any store, you'll see that vitamins have been selling out. I think that's a fairly safe suggestion for people to you know, a little extra vitamin C.
Can't hurt.
A little sunshine is good for you. It's good for your spirits. It's good for, you know.
It's the only way you make any vitamin D.
Right. So, but, you know, doctors are also working their asses off right now. I know because I just saw mine last week, and she's clearly working overtime.
Yeah, it's they're right there out on the front, and the fact that they'll see you via Zoom speaks to how serious this is. They don't want to see you. They don't, and you don't want to go. Believe me, you know who wants to go to the hospital? Who really wants to go into a doctor's office? Yikes!
No, we're like. Because my oldest kid has something wrong with her gut. But we're just praying we don't have to find ourselves in, we're currently in what you would call remission, knocking wood, wherever I can find it. But we're afraid if we have another outbreak that we're going to have to go back to the hospital. We're doing everything we can to avoid that.
Well, you were saying Christina's been great about just the foods she can't have aren't even there. So it's great.
Or that's hidden someplace in the garage where mom and dad have to go eat that stuff.
Car trunk pizza.
Right. True story.
I think it was car hood.
Wherever you store it. Whatever.
Very true story, though. 707 says, I love how older people act like it's wizardry whenever you do something cool with technology. LOL. Love you guys.
Yeah, right. We're older, and it's just that it's things you think, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this? And Bryn goes, yeah, well, give me a couple hours and I'll do it. Right. I'm telling you, I don't see you doing two live Zoom broadcasts on two different Instagram things at the same damn time. You old people not knowing how to do stuff. He's inventing technology.
I'm just trying to keep up, really.
I mentioned this morning because my wife ran Wharf to Wharf, which is a very popular race here in Santa Cruz. It's huge. I mean, I've run it. She runs it regularly. But because of the pandemic, it was run virtually, I think they're calling it.
Well, separately, anyway.
Yeah, you were supposed to run it, time yourself, and then you'd post it, and you'd get credit as someone who ran the race. And they were the official timekeeper of the race was Garmin. And Garmin, of course, has been hacked, and you'll see that in the news. They're being held hostage for $10 million. 707 writes, hostage hack happened at my work, and it was nuts, and it was a real pain in the butt. We were we're a super small company, but they got in and held us for a little over. Oh boy, I lost that one. Sorry, everyone.
Dying to hear what they charged them, because man, they're asking for big money at some of these places.
Yes, people they are.
I'm not even going to pay that. I'll just we'll just get new computers. F it, it's cheaper.
I don't think that's how it works.
Even if Garmin wants to pay, the hackers are restricted as terrorists, and it would be hard for Garmin to pay by cryptocurrency. I'm sure the hackers have a way for them to pay them.
Yes. Right. Because they fail to get the money a couple times and go, okay, we need to get a good payment plan in here.
We've done everything to hold someone hostage, and yet we didn't figure out how to get the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some nincompoop crap right there.
Oh, yep. Screw it. Here's my handle for PayPal.
Yeah. We're laughing, but we know all too well this hostage stuff is for real.
For real.
Someone wrote in, Lightning Goddess Christina. Yeah, my wife ran a 7:19 pace after not really running for months, if not the last couple years. So, yeah, she's back into it and kicking butt.
It's badass.
It is. That is a fast run for someone who hasn't been practicing.
Yeah, I do 15-minute miles. I'm really proud of that.
Hey, you're out there.
And one of them, you know, she's averaging 7 over, 6 miles? That's
6 point whatever.
It's actually astounding.
It's crazy.
Vinny, the problem with doing college now, this was a story we talked about where kids were deferring because they don't want to go to college during the pandemic, and I thought about it over the weekend, and in my own head I thought, why wouldn't you take advantage of being trapped in the house and try to knock out as many classes as you can? I can understand you want the experience where you're going to, you know, keg parties and getting laid, but
yeah,
okay, there's 3 more years after this one to
enjoy
that.
Plenty of time to take your grades later. I mean,
right. Vinny, the problem with doing college now is that for the most part, the classes stink because they were not designed to be online. And we're not thrilled. Again, we lose this thread. Oh, boy. Anyway, I understand that that was the case at the end of last year, semester, whatever. Yeah. But I think that a lot of people are working through the summer to sort of get these things up to a better standard. I know we're expecting that. I mean, first grade is, you know, easier by far than, say, you're, you know, a year in college. But still, they're working on it, and they expect it to be useful. And I would say, whatever. You're still getting your credit and your grades, and you're not wasting a year of deferment sitting in the house next to mom and dad.
True.
Yuck.
It's a good time to knock out those, you know, those GEs, general education.
Yeah.
Stuff that
you don't want to do.
Yeah.
You can do them for a lot cheaper if you do them at a community college, mm-hmm. and then take those credits with you when you go to your quote unquote real school.
Mm-hmm.
To get your
Save
real experience.
All the fun stuff for later.
It's a hard time. It's a weird time. I think people don't know what to do. Like,
bored at the house and I'm in the house.
In the house, bored.
We talked about vaccinations, which they're doing very well right now. A bunch of companies are in the race to get it done. And the question's starting to become less about will they get it, but when, and not only when, but who will get it once they've got it. Because obviously that becomes the biggest issue is how can you make enough of this for everyone to get some? And 415 says essential workers and risky populations should get them first. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I can absolutely stay inside a little longer so that our police, fire, health care workers, and grocery and more. I can't name them all because I don't know them all. I'm hiding, so I'm not sure. But, you know, whoever needs them, yeah, absolutely should get them.
Right.
And our celebrities, of course. I mean,
obviously, you know. Vinny.
Right.
I need my vaccination. I used to be a non-vaxxer, but now I've changed my mind because I really love going out and hanging out with my friends. It's amazing.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I will not be getting a COVID-19 until all you sheep test it out for the rest of us. The vaccine released this year doesn't have, and then I lose that one as well. But I know what you're saying that, you know.
Sure.
You don't want a bad side effect.
If we all turn into zombies, that's going to be a problem. Remember that movie, I, Legend?
Yeah, I didn't see it, though. That's the Will Smith one?
Yeah, where they thought they'd cured cancer. And they had a vaccination against cancer. And then everybody got it, and everybody turned into a freaking like vampire zombie thing. It's not a spoiler. It's there. It's right from the beginning.
Oh,
like,
okay.
We've cured cancer. Everyone come get the shot.
Okay.
Bryn was talking about how flights are pretty cheap right now, and that's why people are considering booking their next year's vacation. Yeah, yeah. One of the things we're all realizing while trapped inside is it's not fun to be inside, and we want to go outside, and we want to travel.
We want to do things.
Travel's not guaranteed, so as soon as it opens back up, not going to waste time. 510 says, flights to Kauai are still not cheap. All right. Well, some places, sure, I guess. Mm-hmm. Kauai is a jewel. There's no question. It's the small island, and it is beautiful. Okay.
I appreciate. I've never seen it. I believe you.
It's so.
I totally believe you. I didn't have anything to add.
All right.
Other than a nod of the head. Someday I hope to see it if I can ever travel again.
Come on, Bryn. Vinny says he found his knob and you don't play sexy music? Because there's nothing sexy about that. We're talking about Sarah's back door. Now that's hot.
Oh, yeah.
How is that back door? Wide open right now?
No, it's still locked.
Oh, boy.
And the alarm is on.
Is there a knob you're utilizing for that back door or no?
There is no knob. It has like a lever handle.
You're really not trying to play along.
You're right.
Pouring water on our party. Thanks.
Hot water. Yeah. Scalding hot water.
Sarah, a well-trained 17-year-old pony that stays fit has a good 8 to 10 years of riding left. Times have changed.
Oh, good.
Since your equine college days.
Yeah,
apparently.
Sarah. There's still
a lot
of joy to be had.
I don't know a whole lot of horses over the age of about 17, experience. 18. No, great. This is just an excuse to play this.
LMAO, my horse turned 30 this year, and I was riding her until last year. I think she's one of the exceptions.
Yeah, that does seem... I mean, a horse will tell you, like, they'll start turning up lame, or horses can get arthritis, they can get bad backs, you got to be delicate with an older horse. Certainly not taking them show jumping, which is what this pony was known for.
Well,
but maybe the pony's a super athlete. Maybe it's like Jack LaLanne and is 80 years old with an old ass face and the body of a 18-year-old. I don't know. I don't know this pony. It looks like a cute pony. By the way, the pony that Kylie Jenner just paid $200,000 for to give to her 2-year-old.
Stormy.
Yeah, who has just wanted a pony since she was 1.5. I mean, she's really waited a long time for this pony.
Someone texted in that might be something mom rides for a while until the daughter can. And that makes a good point. Of course.
She
you
is.
Can give it
she,
to the kid and say, here's your pony.
I don't know
I'm
how
go
big.
Ride her for a while.
I don't know how big Kylie Jenner is, but that's a little pony. It's a pony. Like, it's hip high. Her feet would touch the ground on that pony.
Oh.
It's a pony. Did you see the pictures standing next to the dude?
You know what? I took your pony class this morning, and clearly I did not get it because I thought that you said ponies grow up. But you said 15 hands or 17. Who knows what that is?
How many hands, Sarah?
Yeah, I don't know the measurements.
I think the cutoff for a pony is about 14 hands. Anything
okay.
under
well, what
that,
do I know about
14,
that?
14.2, something like that. This is a looks like a 12-hand pony. It's a small pony.
All
and
right,
ponies
well.
Are...
So you're telling me the horse people go out there and measure with their hands, like stacking them one on top of the other?
Apparently that's how that's what they call it to measure, but that's how tall a horse is. Like a thoroughbred, like race horse is like 16, 17.
They go to their head or their butt? Where are you measuring
at their withers, their top of their shoulder.
Oh, their withers. Oh, I see. They didn't have tape measures, just like pull it up and go, all right. No,
yeah, there were hands on them. They were just hands.
Horse college people are so braggy. God.
It's anybody who has ever done anything with a horse knows about hands. That's just how tall a horse is.
All right. Well, I've ridden a horse before. I rode one time, and I don't know anything about
these
hands.
So now you're an expert. I don't know.
That thing was giant, by the way. I don't know. What do you call that?
Was a 15 hand. That was barely a horse. What you were on?
Get out of here, crappy! That
crappy.
Horse I rode.
Yes, was a. Very
it was
small.
Gigantic.
No, it was a reg. It was like a small horse. It wasn't.
No,
a
horse's
what?
Name was Crappy.
Yeah,
no, that's what he named it.
No, that's
Crappy the horse. His name
the
was not Crappy.
Name.
No,
it was.
It wasn't. Well, it is now because you renamed it, but you know. God.
That was fun. I don't know where those pictures are, but that was a good time. A lot of people were writing in about the Kardashians and horses, but I think we've had enough for one day. I love the pinching hand emoji, especially being a female online. I think people are saying that you use the pinchy hand to show as a review of someone's D-pick.
Oh. Oh, it's so, not like to pinch, not like a pinch of salt or
it's
a pinch
an
on your butt. It's a
used as, nope, that thing's tiny. Good point. I didn't think of that because I don't, nobody sends me D-picks and I don't have to review them. So
that's too bad.
Are you getting lots of those still?
Oh my God. Just every day. My inbox is full.
Wow. Good for you.
I know. I love it. I'm always like, oh, I can't wait to get to my inbox and see all the DPs down there. Nicole, isn't your inbox always full of DPs? I mean,
Nick's listening. Nick and Rose are listening.
Also,
so
what I was
going to
say about
the truth.
What that emoji means, the pinch emoji means, oh, I care this much.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Like, whatever. Like, I don't know. I had a great time. Cool. I care this much.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, kind of mean.
Yeah. So people are using it to throw shade.
Yes.
Thank you.
My kid turns 2 next month, and we talked about that for a second. She's also the one, I think, I don't have video to prove it, but I think she's the one that disappeared my knob from the important equipment we're broadcasting from.
Kids got to keep your hands off your knob.
Anyway.
God, it's ridiculous.
Vinny, 2s are not terrible for us. It was a year of pure innocence and delight. The 3s ran us ragged, though. Yeah, I mean, look, we're trapped inside with a little kid. It's not going to go great. No. I wasn't built for this. This is not... Especially at 51. Oh, my God.
You were able to move your hips with intention, but the rest of it is not. You know.
Right. That was the fun part, the easy part, the part
the
that...
long in the past part. Whose dog is barking?
Well, it's Toddy.
Toddy?
Oh, Toddy. What's going on?
The delivery guy or something. I'm not sure.
Sick him, Toddy.
I wonder if the reason why Taylor released her album so unexpectedly was because Kanye said he had an album coming out on the same day. Maybe. She is absolutely someone who can be very petty and very, and not that he didn't do her dirty, but this many years later, you'd think she'd be over it.
You would think that.
But
you definitely would.
I can see that she might have done that. Her whole stage was... show of her last big tour was filled with snakes, and I think it was based on some argument she was having with the Kardashians, right? Like,
or
Kim
Katie
called
Perry.
Her a snake, and she suddenly turned her whole stage show into snakes.
I'm gonna own that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy how she will really just shift with the tide. It's you'd think she'd be above it, but no.
Well.
All my south that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
God damn.
I made that bitch famous.
Wow. Well, that is... Still, you'd think she'd be over it or above it, but all right. Hey, Alice, your Secret Show podcasts are a lifesaver. I listen to them with glee while my husband watches the political channel for hours. Thank you.
You are welcome. There are thousands of them, and you got to go back into the archives to get them. But oh, my mom is reporting that radio.com is sounding excellent.
Stellar.
Oh, good.
Never
well,
cuts out, never just dies on her.
All right.
All right.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Good to know. Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, is Nicole in today? I love you guys, but it always brightens my morning when I hear her voice.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here. I was dealing with some stuff on this side. So.
Yeah, we've got
snap.
Some
stuff. We got
things
kind
going
of stuff.
On.
Like board stuff.
Oh. As in B-O-A-R-D, not
yes.
the mixing board.
Yes, thank you.
We're not boring, are we?
No.
Bryn should try to play the Vonda Wizard collab of Sarah Smiles. Love that rendition. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did a whole rap song about
what
it.
What was that?
He crushed that thing. He is a talented dude. I'm sure he's out there.
I see him on Instagram.
Doing all kinds
see him
of
in person
stuff.
Anymore.
I know. He's, by the way, the one that runs our old video.
Yeah, if you watched The Looking Glass in the olden days, back in the
We haven't been
ago.
Using since we've all been sent home, but
nope.
We hope. Well, actually, I hope the guy goes big and is a huge success and never comes
Doesn't
back
need
to
us anymore, right?
But if that's not the case, then yeah, I look forward to seeing him again.
Bryn just showed me his watch. I think that might mean it's time to...
Oh, look at that! 9:30! Bye!
Right, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's a Monday. Who could ask for anything more? Hey! Enjoy the whole day. Keep it here on Alice. It's on 24/7. And if you're listening via the live stream, just turn it down when you don't want to listen to it. Never turn it off. Keep that live stream going.
Yeah.
Let's keep that thing rocking.
It's important.
To us.
To us.
Thank you. And to our boss. It's important to us because it's important to our boss. So thank you.
Yep.
For all of your help.
In advance for keeping the stream on. Thank you.
Have a great day. And we'll check you back here tomorrow. But we're on 24/7 here. Janie, I know she's already working hard preparing her show for this afternoon. So that's going to be worth your time if you're hanging out in the afternoon. Do it. It's Janie. Oh, you got that all timed out perfectly now. Well done, Bryn.
Working on it.
Yeah, it's we're doing a Johnny. Oh, sorry. Say that again.
It's going to get better.
Better and better.
Figuring out the rhythm of it, you know.
Well, that's, that's what you do all day is, like, work on perfecting your art. I appreciate that.
It is ready. That's pretty accurate.
Yes. The constant striving for perfection. You'll have another chance today, Bryn, because, of course, we're doing the Johnny Mosley pod. You can find him on Instagram at Johnny Mosley pod, and all the old Johnny pods are up. On radio.com and on radioalice.com, but we don't actually see him. We haven't seen him in months. He just comes to us via Zoom. He's got a whole little setup at his house. And
well, you guys have a great podcast. Daddy Daycare's about to check in. So
are they knocking at the door, Vin?
They're outside the door waiting. So I'm headed to my next job right now. Have a good one, everyone.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.